So, listeners, we are super excited to talk today to Idina Menzel. Now, of course, you all know her from Wicked, from Glee, from Frozen. But, of course, we know her and love her from
Rent.
From Rent, both the Broadway production as well as the movie. And so we're delighted to have you to talk to you for a bit. So our first question, Idina, is talk a bit to us and to our listeners about the cultural significance of Rent. I mean, the play comes out in the late 90s and deals with some issues like LGBTQ equality and HIV and AIDS and poverty, gentrification, long before sort of like this new BLM movement and this new kind of queer rights movement. What does it mean for you, both as an artist and individual, to have been a part of such a groundbreaking, if you will, movement as Rent?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's you beautifully said. I have such a pride about being a part of Rent and sort of watching the young people that were involved and that were fans of the show evolve, and people with their own inner struggles with their own sexual orientation and the connection I made with these young people and watching them be able to blossom and feel recognized and feel seen in society was just something I never could have expected, you know, being a part of just a musical. It gave voice to characters and to people that never had that voice before.
Absolutely. Mm.
When did you first learn that you knew how to sing? Because when I first see Rent back in the day, and then, you know, when you're in Beaches, Wicked, I mean, your voice is phenomenal. It's incredible. Like, when did you know?
Like, I have a gift.
Look,
I can do this.
I can really blow. I can really sing. When did, you know, when was that confirmed for you? I mean, because it is like none other. I mean, when did you first know, like, yeah, I can sing?
I don't know. I mean, I was singing ever since I was a little girl, you know, popping up behind the couch with my grandfather, like with a fake microphone in my hand, putting on shows in the living room. So, I think there was some little talent show I was in where I sang Memory from The Way We Were. Yes. And I had this big, strong Long Island accent and like mammoies, like the corners of, but I like sang it really out and powerfully, and I had this little vibrato, and all the parents looked at my parents and were like, you have to get her voice lessons. And I don't know, I was just doing it forever. It's just who I am.
Yeah. Mm. So now during Pride Month, Billboard asked some pop icons to pen, if they will, a love letter to the LGBTQ community. And so you were one of the people who wrote an open love letter to queer and trans people. Talk a bit about what you said, and just, you know, for our audience, because our show talks about the intersection of race and gender and sexuality. Talk a bit about what the LGBTQ community means for you, or what, why you felt the need to write that love letter to us.
Yeah, it's funny that you're asking me that, because I just actually was tweeting about the horrendous tweets that the president just tweeted. So I was writing another little, you know, message to the transgender community. You know, I've always just felt like I felt like they've taught me something about the world and life and about freedom and about the courage to take that thing in yourself that might be a little bit different and like throw it out there in the world and celebrate it. And my friends who are part of that community have always taught me that. And so I'm just eternally grateful to them. It's not like I was doing them a favor. They've always done me a favor. They've been the ones that have spoke honestly and sincerely and authentically to me and challenged me and made me really be honest with myself. And so I just feel like it's a reciprocity, you know, a reciprocal thing that I need to give back in gratitude for what they've taught me.
And speaking of giving back, you have a program called A Broader Way that you developed in 2010. Talk to our listeners about A Broader Way, what its mission is, and what you seek to do through that program for inner city young people.
Yeah, thank you for asking me about it. It's a lifelong dream I've had with my best friend from college, who is much smarter than I am, and was able to take my dream and galvanize it, because she's more of like a type A personality, business head person. And I was fortunate enough as a young girl to go away to sleepaway camp for many years and escape from my school reality and where I grew up and make new friends and rewrite, you know, how I wanted to be perceived in this world every summer. And so I always wanted to do that. And then as I became more successful and my character sort of mirrored reflected these young people that were all about big voices and empowerment and finding that in themselves, I felt like I couldn't just put out a camp. It had to be a camp for people that needed that outlet, yeah. You know. And so we try to get girls from like Harlem, Lower East Side, get them out of the city and into the country where they can hear themselves think, and we sing and we dance and we swim and we do spoken word, yeah. And we bring up all these cool Broadway people to work with them, and it's about 10 days and we just it changes all of us. It's like it's a great experience, and we've now incorporated year-round planning where we don't just say goodbye after 10 days. We see them all year round, and we have two. You're gonna get me talking about this now. I go on and on, but we're on our eighth summer, so we have two. It's a 4-year program, so we actually there are two classes that now have come back around that are going into college, and now they come back and they're counselors in training, and they mentor our young girls, and so it's starting to really have a full circle effect.
I love it.
Well, just love that.
Before we let you go, we have one last question. So, and it's sort of like a 2-part question. So, I mean, you're so accomplished. I mean, you've won multiple awards. You've been on television, on Broadway. What has been your proudest moment of your career, of your journey? And I guess the second part is, was your proudest moment when you were called Adele Dazeem on live television? How did you handle that? Like, are you able still to laugh at yourself because you are this pop icon? And so was that sort of a reminder, like, yo, even I get, you know, there are people who don't necessarily know who I am, or they misspeak my name.
Yeah. But
so what's been your proudest moment? And then also, how do you kind of handle the humility and laugh at yourself sometimes?
Okay, well, I'll take the second part first. First of all, it was the best, you know, happiest mistake that could have ever happened to me. At the time, I had about 8 seconds to get my shit together. It was like I had done all of this meditation to kind of control my nerves so I could do a great job on the show. And I told myself I was going to, you know, wore these really funny, ugly shoes under my dress that were really, like, strong, that weren't, like, spike heels, you know, so that I could stand and have a foundation. And I also told myself I was going to sing to my little boy and just keep it right there. And then that thing happened with my name, and it totally threw me, and I felt sorry for myself for about 5 seconds. And then I was like, get this on track. The orchestra's going without you. And then I had to, like, you know, do my thing. And then what was so wonderful about it was the people that knew me beforehand were so, you know, outraged at it that they send me so much love. And then all the people that didn't know me, I got to make new friends.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was great on all ends. And then as far as what I'm most proud of, I'm most proud of the connection that all of my projects and characters have had with young audiences. Because, you know, I've gotten to grow up with a lot of these characters and these fans, these audiences through the decades. And I feel like, you know, that this common theme of self-empowerment and finding your voice and not hiding that thing that makes you so special is sort of permeates all of the characters, and not only is it connecting with the young people, but it's always sort of taught me about how I needed to be. And if you're put on that kind of, if you're made that kind of role model, you have to adhere to that. You have to practice what you preach. So on those days where I don't feel like that, and I don't want to get out of bed, and I have to remember that this is what I'm saying out there in the world, and so it helps me in my own personal life. It's not just about speaking to other people. It's about what it's given back.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Idina Menzel, we will see you here in Louisville at the Palace Theater on August the 6th. We want you to keep defying gravity. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, be well.
Bye.